Blog Talk Radio.
That is so beautiful and so true. Your mercies are new every day. This is Jeannie tonight. I want to welcome each and every one of y'all tonight. Thank you for taking your time to be with me tonight here. I'm still just, that song is just so beautiful. I'm just sitting here thinking about the words of that, of just the mercies are new every day, the thought of moving forward, of forgiving ourselves when we continue to make the same mistakes over and over. That's just beautiful. I may have to play that again after a while. Anyhow, thank you each and everyone for being here tonight. It is June the 21st. We're about 3/4 of the way through this month already. And I hope you've had a good week. I hope you've had a good weekend for those that maybe your husbands or fathers or your fathers were still alive and you got to be with them or with family. I hope you had a wonderful time. It's a blessing to have your parents still alive. Both of my parents are in heaven, have been for a few years now, but it is a blessing to have them. And certainly we want to always honor our parents and honor those that have raised us and have taken their time and their resources and their understanding and knowledge and poured into our lives. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk about, and I know I talk about thoughts a lot, but I was listening to a preacher online yesterday, someone that's from Tyler, and I heard him make the comment. He said, if God can change the way we think, he can change every part of us. And I honestly thought that was quite profound. It made all the sense in the world to me, and I thought, you know, Lord, that is so true. You know, we're taught to capture our thoughts, to pull down every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. But sometimes we don't realize that in every change, everything we do, every change we make, pretty well every action we have, our perceptions, our attitude, it all comes about how we think about things. And truly, if God can change the way we think, whether it's thinking about how we think about ourselves, how we think about those around us, how we think about God, how we think about the things that we do, the things we say, that it truly can change every bit of us. You know, I heard it said one time, I heard a preacher, he made the comment, he said sometimes it's easier to get the people out of Egypt than it was to get Egypt out of the people. And I thought that is so true. You know, because things people encounter a lot in life, particularly if it's like a repeated cycle, you know, some things will happen, maybe happen once or twice, and it'll be something that was so traumatic or so strong in your life that it'll leave a lasting impression. But there are other things that, you know, particularly when things we were raised with, to where it was repeated over and over and over, that it really becomes like a part of you. It becomes so ingrained in you that it just develops your attitudes. I think just in examples of like, I would just say someone that had a boyfriend or girlfriend that they cheated on them, or maybe they had a spouse that cheated on them. Many times that trauma that they went through, that situation, and you know, they may look back and think, man, why didn't I see that? Why couldn't I see that coming? Why didn't I recognize the signs? But it will cause them sometimes in future relationships to be very distrustful and be very suspicious, maybe even controlling or very jealous. And the same can be true of people that have been stolen from. And I remember a few years ago, there was an older couple that I was around that they had married when they were, I don't know, probably 60, something like that. They both had been married before and had children by their first husband or wife, both of them. And with the husband, his first wife, he had had a business, and he found out later that she was stealing money from the business and putting money back and kind of developing her own little savings plan. And he found that out, you know. And then when they divorced and then he married this other lady that I knew, then, he would not allow her to be on his checking account, wouldn't allow her to be on his business accounts and stuff because of the distrust that first relationship had caused. And for his second wife, it was very hurtful to her because, you know, she felt excluded in that way. And she would even tell him, she says, I told him, you know, I'm not your first wife. That's not me. That's not who I am. I would never do anything like that. But it, you know, it always caused a bit of, hurt feelings there because of that situation of having been stolen from before. And see, those thought processes, they took root there and can cause a problem later on, and then we don't move on from it. You know, I think of people, you know, I've run across people that would be afraid of dogs because maybe as a child they got bit by a dog. And I can't tell you how many times, me being a horse person, that I've heard people say, oh, I rode a time or two when I was a kid and a horse ran off with me and I never got on one again. You know, and I would always think, what a shame that one experience or something caused you to turn loose of something that is so wonderful and so enjoyable, rather than letting that go and understanding that was a one-time experience or that was just that particular animal. So anyhow, we find that just in our daily habits, our thought process developed, particularly as a child, that sometimes we have to go back and we have to break those, you know. Something I've even had to work with myself, you know, my dad, and I think most people my age would have gone through this. You know, my dad always, he was like, if you put it on your plate, you eat it. You know, there was no such thing as leaving anything on your plate. Well, then later in life when you're, you know, like particularly if you go to restaurants and things like that, that habit can be so ingrained of, okay, finish my plate. You don't even think about it, you know, because it's there. Rather than stopping when you're full, and then, of course, in this case where I'm wanting to lose weight, I have to be very aware of, okay, don't eat past being full. Eat slower and then stop. Just because the restaurant might have put more on the plate doesn't mean I have to finish that. But see, those things have become very ingrained in you. And as someone once said, you have to think about what you're thinking about. You know, we have to take notice of what our thoughts, and sometimes just, you know, really ask the Lord, God, show me those areas that need to change. That's a prayer that I pray very often. God, show me those areas that need to change. Lord, bring to my recognition, help me to see and recognize that there's areas there, you know, that we see that there's something that needs to change. You know, we can't change something until we can see it and recognize it and it's caught to our attention. But, I mean, it's so very true. If God can change the way we think, he can change every part of us. You know, and as I thought about, you know, when I heard that preacher say that yesterday, when I thought about how far-reaching that statement was and just really the magnitude of it in daily life, you know, the reality of it, I thought, gosh, Lord, that just touches every part of our life. It can touch how we handle money, our relationships with others, how we eat, how we exercise, how we respond to God and to the Word. You know, I know it says in Proverbs 23, and I know I've quoted this scripture many times. It says, this was the New American Standard. It said, watch over your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the springs of life. And I love the way it says that, the springs of life, because, you know, the Word says that we have living waters. Out of our belly will flow rivers of living waters. The issues of our heart, they begin with the thoughts of our mind. I heard, I'm trying to think what his name was. Anyhow, one thing I've learned and I'm still learning is that I don't have to understand everything. And I know that's switching a little bit, but, you know, in years past, it was like I wanted to figure everything out. You know, it's like, Lord, show me, you know, show me how to understand, Lord. Show me how to see things and recognize things. But I've also learned in the process of things, it's like, Lord, show me how to recognize things, but Lord, also help me to realize that I don't have to understand everything that God is bringing up to me, that I don't have to see the beginning from the end, because there's also the trust in all of it. That walk, our walk in life, it's about trust, and it's about, you know, just like the thing with relationships, just like the thing with people having gone through traumas of like trusting God to help us through things. That if we're in a situation that would seem difficult, we're in a situation that seems like we could be harmed, that we trust God, that God will show us and that God will help us get through that. And today I read a statement of a guy that I see on the internet once in a while. He said, I've learned that I can trust God, that if I can trust God with the ending, that I can trust him with the beginning. And I really liked that. I thought, God, that's so true. You know, just like with the song that we listened to a second ago, the mercies of God are new every morning, and that God, that the Lord, that he will give us new mercy, those places where we keep making mistakes. And yes, I want God, you know, even I today, I've prayed, and it's like, Lord, I want an increased anointing in walking things through to the victory. And I know in areas of catching our thoughts, those areas in changing our perception, in changing the way we think about things, it is a journey. You know, particularly something that's been ingrained with us from the time we were a child or through most of our adulthood. You know, we're going through a process of being developed. It's a journey through the entire thing. And so those areas that we keep, you know, it's almost like we have a default in our mind sometimes that we'll catch our thoughts and we'll come away from it, whether it's thoughts of fear or thoughts of inferiority, thoughts I just can't do this. I keep trying and I keep trying. And those kind of thoughts that we realize that God is going to help us through that, that is something that it takes a while to reprogram our mind. It takes a while to reprogram the way we think on things. But, you know, I have realized that as I change my way of thinking, that it also it changes my emotions about things. You know, things that used to would maybe irritate me or make me mad. You know, like if you're driving and somebody cuts you off and things like that, whereas used to it might make your temper flare in your face. The more that we give grace and the more that we realize, okay, maybe we don't know what's going on in their life and things like that. But over a period of time, whatever the case is, that it begins to change our emotions about things. And I've been so thankful to God for that, that I have noticed and felt so much changes in certain areas that things maybe used to that would have set me off really don't. And I don't consider myself as someone that's ever had a real bad temper. I've always been fairly easygoing. There were some things maybe that would irritate me more than others, but I've never considered myself someone that had a real bad temper. But I know I'm kind of jumping around a little bit tonight. There's so many things that I think about and all of that. Because I, you know, yesterday after I heard that statement, I got to thinking about all of the various places where our thoughts, the way we think about stuff, how it touches our life, you know, our attitudes and our perceptions, even how we, maybe if we see things about certain people, that it will cause us to develop an attitude when really maybe we know nothing about them. That we just see something that reminded us of someone else. And we think, ah, they're just like they were. You know, and a lot of times they may not be anything like that. You know, we have to watch ourselves in developing attitudes that would cause us to instantly try to come to a conclusion that would be wrong. So, Lord, help us. Lord, help us to be aware of our thoughts. Lord, help us to have the mind of Christ and to, Lord, to see things as you see them. Lord, that we would recognize, Lord, that we would not condemn ourselves to the point that we think I can never change or come down on ourselves because it takes a process of redeveloping mindsets. But, Lord, we thank you for the mercy and we thank you for the grace. Lord, we thank you for helping us through these things. Lord, for just helping us to recognize. That's always the first step in anything. If we're needing help in something, if we're needing to change, the very first step is recognizing that, okay, maybe I'm wrong here or maybe I have some attitudes that need to be adjusted and to realize that we need help. You know, you can't help anyone that doesn't realize that they need help. And honestly, the same is true with the Lord, that people have got to realize they need a Savior before even the Lord can step in many times and help them, and because he doesn't force himself on anyone. So, Lord, just thank you for helping us. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to realize that if you can change the way we think, Lord, that you can change every part of us. You can change how we act, how we think, how we look, how we work, how we interact with other people, how we view other people, even how we use our finances. It's just so far-reaching. So I know that was a quick little teaching, and I kind of buzzed through it. I've had so many different things on my mind this afternoon, but I'm going to play another song, and then I'm going to write down phone numbers while I'm doing that, and then we'll begin taking callers tonight.
thoughts about the oil dripping from my head. I never did dream beyond the pastures I could tend. It never was about the praise, not about the street parade. Didn't really need a crowd when Goliath fell down. I never meant to woo a king with simple shepherd songs, or hide away inside a cave safe from danger's arms. I never meant to wear a crown or try to bring armies down. It never was about me and who I hoped to be.
Computer that wants to call in, I want to be sure to remind them that the guest call-in number is 319-527-6027, and be certain and click 1 on your phone that puts your hand up so that I know you want to talk with me, okay? All right, we'll begin to take callers. My first caller here is 910-709. I believe this is Miss Sylvia.
Hi. Yes, how are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight, sweetie?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Now, how long before you leave to go on your trip to Florida?
July the 9th. I'll be leaving.
So that's just a couple of weeks away then. Cool.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. That'll be exciting. All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's pray over you. Father, I just thank you for Miss Sylvia. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for, I hear the word spreading your wings, spreading your wings.
Ah.
Wow. I love that. I can feel that. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for that, Lord, that you are sending her on flight, Lord, that you're teaching her how to fly, Lord, and you are sending her out. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you are sending her out. She's leaving that nest, Lord, and God, I just thank you for all that you're going to do with her. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for going with her. Lord, your spirit going with her and working through her in a mighty way. Father, I thank you for signs and wonders. Lord, I thank you for even words of knowledge and wisdom, Lord, flowing from her and through her to others. Lord, I thank you for ears to hear. Lord, I thank you for an increase in hearing. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the anointing flowing through her. Lord, those rivers of living water, Lord, flowing from her belly. Lord, flowing, Lord, words of wisdom flowing from her mouth, God. But Lord, I thank you for the fire of God. Lord, I thank you for the fire of God. Lord, just like I can kind of see that, like the fire of God. There's healing in your touch. There's like a healing anointing in your hands that I sense.
Uh-huh.
And at times sensing like the fire of God. I don't know if you at times have like heat in your hands.
Yes.
You know, there's been times I've laid hands on people that they would feel heat, but I didn't feel it. You know, I wouldn't feel it when I put my hands on, but they would feel it. And the, you know, and say, man, you know, your hands feel so hot, you know. But it's
mm-hmm.
like I can sense like the fire of God flowing. God just reaching through like your hand. God's being Christ's hand extended in like the fire of God at times in your hand. God just moving through your touch, allowing him to touch people through your touch.
Amen.
So, Lord, I just thank you, God. Lord, I just thank you for moving and using her, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the flight, Lord, for the taking flight that you've got her on, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for just having your way, for keeping her, for protecting her, Lord. I thank you for the divine connections, Lord, and for directing her steps and a knowing that she knows, Lord, where the connections are. You know, not particularly as things, as other people see things, see God moving in your life. Sometimes that can open, you know, people see that and it can open doors at times that aren't always the doors that God would have for us. So that's one of those things I just personally believe in praying about anything we do, you know.
Uh-huh.
I've heard some people say that every door they open, that opens, they walk through it. I'm more type, I believe in going where God leads, you know, because sometimes there can be opportunities that present themselves that aren't necessarily the Lord. That's just the way of people that think, okay, you know, how can I make this work for me, you know. But and you know, I'm not saying anything about this trip coming up, not at all. That's just something that kind of crossed my heart that I thought just, and I'm sure that you do pray over every situation, but just be aware at times that as God starts moving in your life, a lot of people do notice at times. And so we pray about where we go and what we do. So, Lord, I just thank you.
Yes, that's what happened. Go ahead.
Yeah. Lord, I just thank you for blessing Sylvia, Lord, and guiding her steps, Lord, and, Lord, just showing yourself strong in their midst. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That's what happened with this trip. when she came to me, and the first thing I did was ask him, did I supposed to be going?
Right.
And as time went on, I could field that, you know, I was supposed to be going,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I didn't want to miss out on something that he had set up. And I think
absolutely
one day I talked to you, and through the prophecy and the prayer that you gave me, I mean, it was even a greater knowing that I was supposed to go. But you're so right about that. I don't ever want to be led some way I don't supposed to go, because that has happened to me before, and it doesn't mm-hmm. feel good. And then you get spanked a little bit, you know, and then you know not to do it again.
Yeah, you know, we want to just follow God and not necessarily the whims of people at times. Like I said, as the anointing starts flowing in your life, it can catch the attention of others. And like I said, sometimes people think, well, how can I make something off this, or how can I work this to my advantage? So we just pray uh-huh. about, you know, where we go and what we do, and the connections that show up in our life, and just be led by God, which, like I said, I know that you do. So, amen.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for you, hon. I'm excited for you and excited for what God's going to do, and just looking forward to hearing about it when you get back.
Okay. Well, thank you for praying for me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
God bless you. Bye.
Yes,
it's Julia May from Alabama.
Hi, Miss Julia May. You doing good tonight, sweetie?
Doing just fine. Blessed.
Okay. Well, let's pray for your father. I thank you for Julia May, Lord, and I thank you, Father, for the life that she is to her family. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've used her as an example, Lord, and you even yet are sowing and planting seeds, Lord, in the lives of people that are around her. Lord, that your faithfulness, Lord, your faithfulness and the testimony, Lord, and the words, Lord, that you even use from her lips, Father, that you are using her, Lord, to help ignite a fire, to help ignite a flame in the lives of others. Lord, I thank you, God, for the wisdom that you've put within her, Father, and the like a gift of counsel, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the wise counsel. The word says that in a multitude of wise counsel, there is safety. And I just sense in my heart that you're one that has that wise counsel, that you're able to sit with people, that people are able to come sit down with you without worrying about, like, judgment, as far as, like, you know, sometimes you try to sit down and talk with people and they're so busy condemning you and so busy telling you what a failure you are that you don't really get anything from the time of, you know, when we encounter something like that, then for anybody, we're very reluctant to ever open our hearts to them and really, really be able to receive counsel because of that feeling of, well, they're condemning me. So, and I just sense, you know, that you're one that you will allow people to come sit with you and talk with you. And it doesn't mean that sometimes things don't cross our mind, but that we're able to refrain from speaking up, because we don't want to wound anybody's heart. You know, we want them to feel that they can trust us and that they can talk to us and that we're being led by God and that we're being honest with them and that we can be objective in the sense of realizing that we're all walking the same journey, and it is a journey and it is a process. And anyhow, just like an anointing there to mm-hmm. counsel, wise counsel, and to be able to help others and pray with them and for them to have a level of trust in you, a level of trust that they feel at ease to come visit with you, feel at ease to come sit at your table and put their feet under your table and just talk to you sometimes in privacy, and know that you will keep things confidential. And that's really almost, it's like a mothering, like a, it's a, you know, like a mothering or a nurturing heart there to be able to visit with people and to counsel with them and talk with them and pray with them. And that's so needed. I mean, that's so needed in everybody's life. Everybody needs, and those are hard to come by. They honestly are. But everybody needs someone that they can talk to sometime and just really pour out their heart and be honest with them. And, you know, that's a great thing to be one that's trustworthy and respectful of people's feelings and of people's hearts. And just let God use you in that way. You know, that's a beautiful thing, and it's a wonderful anointing to have and just so needed. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, and just working in Julia May's life, Father, and perfecting and increasing that in her life, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for all the lives that she can touch, Lord, even when sometimes she may not even realize she has, Lord, that there will be open doors of opportunity, Lord, for her to minister into the lives of many, those in her family, even those that are not in her family, Lord, that there will be open doors of opportunity there, Lord, and that your heart can be shared with them. And Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I bless Julia May and I bless her home, Father, that not only would there be physical healing there in her home, Lord, like a spirit of healing, but Lord, but also emotional healing, Lord, as well. Because, Lord, sometimes the hardest wounds to heal are those emotional wounds. Sometimes those can take the very longest. So, Lord, I thank you for using her in those areas and blessing her in her body and in her finances, Lord, and in every part of her life.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Did you have anything in particular you were wanting prayer about, sweetie?
No, you covered everything. Thank you. You covered everything.
Okay.
Just working to get closer to him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, sounds like you're doing good. So, okay. Well, God bless you, and you have a good week.
Okay, and God bless you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hi, is this Dasha?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good to hear from you tonight. I don't think I've talked to you lately. Hope you're doing good.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Excuse me. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Dasha, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for leading him and guiding him, Lord. I thank you for being a guiding light in his life. Lord, I thank you for giving him clarity. Lord, I thank you for giving him clarity of direction, Lord. Father, I thank you for that. It's like I see you looking in this direction, in that direction, and searching. It's like I see your gaze going here and there and here and there, kind of like someone that's trying to figure out which direction to go or where to go. You know, like you see someone that's at a crossroads or many crossroads where they're looking, they're like, I'm not sure which way to turn here. I'm not sure which way to go. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for giving, bringing clarity, Lord, for just a shining light, Lord, a brilliant light, a shining light, Lord, that would be a guide for Dasha, Lord, that he will see the way, Lord, that he will know exactly which way to go, God, that he will know the direction that you're giving him, Lord. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for even, you know, sometimes God just, my computer here just keeps popping up things. Sometimes when the Lord is... You know, sometimes when we're not finding exactly what we're looking for, or what we're searching for, sometimes we're just, we can be looking in the wrong areas. And I just pray that God will help you to know sometimes we have to expand, you know, like the word says, expand our tents, expand the size of our tent. That the that the Lord would direct your steps. I don't know what, you know, I know you're in Canada. I don't know what area you're in. I don't know if God would lead you to a different area or not. I know the last time I talked to you, you were job hunting and things like that. I don't know if you, you know, I don't know if you, what all you've got going on there, but you know, all I just keep seeing, I'm just seeing like you looking and like you're standing and you're looking this way and that way and this way and that way and this way and that way. Like there's just some confusion about, okay, I don't know which way to go. I don't know which direction to look. And I'm just asking the Lord, it's like in my mind, I can see like a light coming up that would direct your path. Because like I said, sometimes when we're looking, we're not finding what we're needing. We're not finding the answers we need. Sometimes we're just plain looking in the wrong areas. And that can be, have a whole lot, that can be more than just jobs. That can be more than just houses. And I know you've heard this story before. You know, it had, the Lord had put it in my husband's heart a number of years back to move, to relocate. But we were looking in one area, and I had chose that area just because partly it was familiar. It was close to the, you know, some property that we had. And I thought, okay, that wouldn't be too far from where my parents, I can still visit them easily. You know, it was natural. It was natural things that I had made that decision of like, okay, if we're here, we'll still be convenient and blah, blah, blah. And so we spent a couple of years looking in one area and nothing really coming together. It's just like, okay, nothing is working out here. We've looked and we've looked and we've searched and my reasoning was all natural reasoning. And then finally one year, at the beginning of the year, Randy gave me a word and he said, this year somehow God is going to show y'all the area you're supposed to be. Well, you could have knocked me over with a feather because when he said that, I thought, oh my gosh, we're looking in the wrong area. So sure enough, that year, the very end of that year at Christmas, a friend of mine that was in a totally different area invited us up for Christmas Day. In that same time, that's about a day or two before we went up there, we ran across a place for sale up in there. And my husband, he said, well, while we're up there Christmas Day, we'll run over there and look at that place. So we went over there, and it began to snow really heavily, which doesn't do here very often. But see, that day, somehow, God showed us the area we were supposed to be. So we went back 1 week later on New Year's Day, and when we got there, then we could feel in our hearts, oh my gosh, this is the area God wanted us to search. And we're still in the process of searching there. But see, now there's that witness in our hearts of, okay, this is the area we're supposed to be. And we know that what God has for us is in this area, not only because of the witness in our hearts, but because of the prophetic word that we received. And it came to pass just as that. So, see, sometimes we're not finding what we're looking for because we're looking in the wrong area. And whether, you know, God knows what's ahead of us. See, at the time when I was reasoning by natural things of the area we first looking at, see, here several years later, when I was thinking, okay, be not too far from elderly parents. Well, both of my parents are in heaven now. So that's not even an issue anymore. The property, the cow farm that I was trying to stay close to, I ended up selling that. I went ahead and sold that property because I thought that's not where we're supposed to be. So, as things have lined up, now I can look and say, well, you know, all those reasons that I was trying to stay close to my hometown, none of those reasons are even still valid anymore. It makes absolutely no difference. But see, our heart and God's purpose is in this other area. So see, all of this will come together now because we're looking in the right place. And so that's something you might want to just inquire of the Lord, talk to the Lord about and pray and ask God to show you, you know, if you're not finding the answers you need in the places you're looking now, you may be looking in the wrong place. You know, there could be a locality there that you've not even considered that's holding things up, you know, or anyhow. And that's just a good example of just telling you some of the story of things that's happened with us that sometimes we're looking in the wrong areas. Sometimes God's got because he sees the beginning from the end. He knows what's ahead of us. He knows what's behind us, but he knows what's ahead of us in the days ahead and the connections and the purpose and the things that will happen. So I'll just leave you with that and say pray about it and ask the Lord really diligently. Talk to the Lord and ask him to lighten your path, to show you where you're supposed to be, because you may not be looking in the right area. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for guiding Dasha. Lord, I thank you for showing him, Lord. I thank you for being a guiding light, Lord, that the peace of God will be his guide, Lord, but that you will illuminate to him exactly where the connections are that you have for him, exactly where the purpose is that you have for him, Lord, because your word says you go before us and you make the crooked places straight. So, Lord, I thank you and I bless him and I bless his life, Lord, and I bless his purpose that is in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
You are most welcome. You have a blessed week.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, 402-214.
Hi, Jeannie. It's
Hi,
Sharon.
How are you, sweetie?
Good.
You doing
so
okay
tonight?
You doing better than... Okay.
Yeah. It's still going
right
on, but, you know, I wanted to hear your wisdom and ask for your prayers.
Okay. My computer is doing crazy stuff tonight. Okay. Well, Father, I thank you for sharing, God, and I thank you for God. I'm just hearing the word guidance, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for guidance, Lord. I thank you, Father, for peace, and Lord, I thank you for protection, Father. I thank you, Lord, for disconnecting her, Lord, in places where that there is confusion or strife, Lord. Mostly, and it seems like I'm not so much strife, but confusion, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for disconnecting her from any place. Anything, Lord, whether there would be confusion, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for confusing the enemy's camp. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing comfort to Sharon. Lord, comfort in just that knowledge that you're with her, Lord, that you're helping her, God, that you never leave her, you never forsake her, God, that you're going before. Okay, my computer just is not stopping. Anyhow, but Lord, I just thank you, Father, for... Lord, for just being a voice behind her that would say, this is the way, walk ye in it. Lord, I thank you for surrounding her. Lord, surrounding her with your glory, surrounding her, Lord, with my computer keeps giving me this thing here. Father, thank you,
That's
Lord, for just
because God is using the enemy.
I'm sorry.
That's
yeah,
the
thing I keep flicking off of it, and it just keeps beep, 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 which
mm-hmm.
I probably need to update the computer, but it doesn't normally do that. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, Lord, that you are Lord and you're God. And Lord, thank you, Lord, for just bringing in some new connections for Sharon, Father, bringing in new insight, Lord, bringing new understanding, Lord, and cutting her off. Lord, cutting off some of the things, some of those, I don't know if this is individuals, it's like I almost want to say individuals, but I don't know if it's circumstances or individuals or maybe some individuals in circumstances, but Lord, thank you for cutting some of those ties, cutting some of those situations off, Lord, and separating them from her. And Lord, I thank you for bringing peace, for bringing clarity, for bringing understanding and, Lord, a dividing, Lord, a rightly dividing the word of truth and just a dividing. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm not getting a whole lot on that, Sharon. It just seemed like that there was just some things around you, whether it's some people, some situations, that are going to be better off cut off, you know, cut off and separated from you. And God, just that as peace comes to your heart, is more peace and more just just focus on the Lord, focus on what God is saying, focus on the Word of God. Just as more peace comes, that there would be more guidance and more direction. I don't really know what all is going on in your life, but it just seems like there's something there that needs to be separated some, if that makes any sense at all. Like I said, since I don't know really what I'm talking about, that's what I'm kind of
picking up.
Yeah.
There's been crimes and harassment. And people that are trying to defame me and hurt me, literally.
Okay.
So I've been praying that God not allow it anymore.
Yeah. Father, we just ask for protection. Lord, we just ask for protection and that harassment stops. Lord, we thank you that you are King, you are Lord. Lord, that you are our shepherd, and Lord, that we shall not want, and Lord is our shepherd. Lord, that you are our protector, you are our keeper, Lord. Even as a natural shepherd runs off the wolves away from the sheep, Lord, that you would just push back these situations, Lord, that would try to harass and try to take away the peace of sharing, Lord, those things that would try to just bring constant upset and turmoil into her life, Lord, that you would separate her from those things. Lord, and even if she's needing to make a relocation change, Lord, if she's needing to remove herself in some way, Lord, that you'll give her the wisdom there to know that. Lord, that you'll guide her steps. Lord, that you'll guide her steps and that you'll keep her, Lord, and that she will follow the way of peace. Lord, the guidance of peace of Holy Spirit in her heart, Lord, that it will be a guide to her and that she will know the steps to take. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
You know, I don't know your situation, if being able, if making a location change or making some changes in what you're around or who you're around, if that's an option in your life. But that's, once again, that's something that you might inquire of the Lord about, if God wants you to make some changes there.
Yeah. That's a really big deal because I really don't know how to do that. So.
Yeah. God knows it says in the Word that He makes a way where there is no way. So. And I'm not getting on that you're definitely, I'm not saying that I'm getting from the Holy Spirit that you're definitely supposed to do that, but that's certainly something I would inquire of the Lord, of God, do I need to remove myself from this situation or from this, get away from some of the things that you're around?
Well, I just asked for a prayer for my daughter and my grandchildren, that they also be protected and the truth, see the truth, not be deceived.
Yeah. Right. Father, I just ask right now, Lord, that you protect Sharon's daughter and her grandbaby. Lord, that those, everything that is hidden, Lord, would come to light. Everything that is hidden, that has come to light, Lord, that the motives and the intents come to life.
Oh, wow.
That truth, Lord, that truth would conquer, that truth. The Word says that Jesus came in grace and truth, Lord, and so Jesus is truth. So, Lord, we ask that truth be revealed. And, Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for protecting. We thank you for keeping, and we thank you, Lord, for just bringing enlightenment in all of this. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. You know,
amen.
Another prayer that I was listening to some preaching, and another prayer that came to me was to cover all my communications with the precious blood of Jesus, so that the enemy cannot hear or see, or interfere,
right?
Like he's been doing.
You know, well, that's one thing. When we pray in tongues, the enemy does not understand that. So, Right. Absolutely.
I don't know how. I don't have that gift, Jean. I don't have that gift.
You know,
that's a gift.
It is a gift from the Lord, but God says he does not withhold from anyone. You know, those that ask him for the Holy Spirit, he does not withhold. So that's something in your prayer time, you know, just ask the Lord and be willing to just to wait. You know, if you've got a time when you've got some time,
right,
you can draw away. God does not refuse anyone. He does not. And don't be afraid to... You know, we do have to open our mouth and speak. It's not like demon possession that just takes over people. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman, and when we open our mouth and we, you know, we allow God to use it, but we do have to open our mouth and use our voice. And in the unintelligible things, syllables come out, go with it. You know, sometimes as you start a prayer language, you may only get one or two little words, but over a period of time, then it grows. But it... I know some people that get the mistaken idea of like it just comes on you, you know, and just like forces you to speak, and that's not true. You know, that is not true at all. You know, we begin to pray and then allow the Lord to use our tongue and use our voice, but God doesn't, he doesn't refuse anyone. He is so willing and so thrilled. You know, it pleases him to give Holy Spirit to us. To baptize us in Holy Spirit. So I promise you,
sure,
he will. I promise you he will.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I was also praying for the gift of healing. You were talking about that with someone else. My mother had that. You know, even in death, her hands were still warm.
Wow. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, you know, and one thing, when we have Holy Spirit, all the gifts are in Holy Spirit. So, and God will use, he may use whatever gift is needed at that time, you know. But
right,
just like on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, then power came with that. And that is the beginning, you know, that truly is the beginning of it, is once we're baptized in Holy Spirit, then the availability of all of the gifts are there. And God gives everyone. As he will, so praise God.
Yeah. Right. And you're right. I mean, you have to practice prayer, you know, to get, sometimes, you know, you just sit quiet and listen for 15 minutes is not easy when you're first starting, you know.
True. Yeah, it's a process. I mean, when I first was baptized in the Holy Spirit, you know, I just got one or two little syllables or something, and then over a period of time, just allowing God, then it grows, you know, and he begins to do more and more and may even give you several different languages and things like that. But he doesn't refuse anyone, and it is absolutely his heart and his joy to baptize every person in Holy Spirit that wants it.
All right. Yeah, that would be, what a gift. Since I was very young, I've wanted to be able to communicate with everybody. You know, I taught myself just, you know, alphabet sign language when I was in grade school, because I hated not being able to communicate. So what a gift, you know.
Yeah. And the main thing is that, you know, that it allows us to communicate with the Lord in a perfect prayers, because many times we don't know how to pray or what to pray, and we can pray in Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit will pray the perfect prayer and what needs to be prayed.
Thank you, dear.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling. I wish this computer would put this, but thank you for calling, and feel free to call back anytime and spend time with the Lord. Get in your prayer, pray, you know, just a time when you're going to be home alone, and just spend time and tell Father, you share it with your heart that you would want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and he will absolutely do it.
Right. Okay, honey, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, well, God bless you, honey.
Okay.
You have a good week.
God bless you, too. Okay, bye.
Okay, 251-342. I believe this is Miss Patrice.
It is. How are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight, honey?
Hang it in the storm.
In the storm, okay. Well, Lord. Okay. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Latrice. Father and Lord, I thank you, Lord, for setting her feet. Lord, I thank you, Father. I know I've seen this with you before, Latrice, of God, like just put having your feet upon the rock. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for setting her feet, Lord, for setting her feet on solid ground, on solid rock. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for stilling the storm, for, Lord, for speaking peace to the storms that are around her. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for making a way where there is no way. And, Lord, for Lord, your word says that you'll make even our enemies to be at peace with us. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for working in each and every situation, Lord, that's around her life and in her life, Lord. Lord, in making her more than a conqueror through Christ that loves us. Lord, that in every situation she can have the confidence that she will come out victorious because you are with her. You know, it seems like, and you know this, I'm sure, that you know, when we're having breakthroughs, when we're at the edge of breakthrough, when we're making steps forward, we get opposition from the enemy. And of course, the enemy uses people, of course, and he will work through whatever means he can. But when we're making strides for heaven, strides for the kingdom of God, you know, we do encounter battles. Lord, I thank you, Father, for just working in Latrice's life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for sending her out, Latrice, it seems like that I would sense, and I don't know if this had anything to do last week. You know, last week I was really sensing that God had some little getaways for you, so relax. But it's like I sense God at times sending you out on purpose, like with purpose, sending you out with purpose on missions and stuff. I see you speaking with people. I see you giving counsel to people. I see you praying with people. You know, I know it has sounded like, even though I don't know much about you personally, honestly, it has sounded like that you're probably very involved with a local body, with the people that are around you there. But it seems like I sense that God at times sending you to individuals that maybe would be in other areas, taking the word of the Lord to them, taking like the words of wisdom, the words of counsel to them that would not necessarily be in your, what you would call like in your group now, mission, sending you out on assignments from God is a better way of putting that, assignments from the Lord. I don't know if people call on you now at times to come sit with them, you know, to come counsel with them and things like that. I don't know if they do that at this point in time, but I think that is an anointing that's upon your life, something that God is going to, if he has not already begun that, something that he will begin in your life. So, Father, Lord, I just thank you for blessing Latrice. Father, I thank you, Lord, for that leadership anointing that's upon her life. Lord, I thank you for gives her counsel and wisdom and insight. Lord, with purpose. And Father, I thank you for, it's like I see you at times helping people to learn how to be patient in the journey, to learn how to be patient in, to not get ahead of God at times. You know, sometimes people are just zealous, but to learn how to mature and how to walk things a step at a time, how to wait upon the Lord, how to wait upon God, and how to progress in God's time and in God's way. I know there are people that hold back and don't want to move forward at times, but seem like many times those that want to do God's will and are zealous to do God's will, they'll tend to want to like grab the reins and run with it. And God doesn't want us to grab the reins. He wants to have the reins, you know. So it seemed like I see you particularly at times talking with people on how to be patient and mature, how to wait upon God, how to listen for his wisdom, how to move only at his, you know, in other words, move when the cloud moves, be still when the cloud doesn't move, and how to work with God in that way, you know, how not to get ahead of God. So, Lord, I just thank you for helping Latrice, Lord, that you would put out the fires that are around her, Lord. Lord, that you bring her comfort, bring her answers, Lord. Bring those beside her and those with her, Lord, that you have called. But Lord, I thank you, Father, for the assignments that are ahead of her. And Lord, I thank you for the victories. And Lord, I thank you for pushing back the just the harassment of the enemy. I thank you, Lord, for pushing back, Lord, the, you know, when the word says that the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Lord raises up a standard against him. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for raising up a standard, Lord, for just bringing protection and bringing victory and bringing deliverance, Lord, and opening the ways and opening the doors. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen.
I hope some of that made sense to you. I understand I was kind of jumping around a little bit.
I've been doing quite a bit of counseling at school and at home. People call all day, night, morning.
All day and night.
All the time. And so that was on the money.
Yeah. It seemed like I, you know, like I said, that I sense you going out some to some of those situations. God, at times sending you to people.
Well, I meet them at school. We still we go online, but we have to go in person as well. And then I added a clinical rotation in there too. So.
Wow. Okay.
Oh yeah. All the way live.
All right. Well, sounds like God's working. I think there's more, honestly. I think there's like an elevation in that. But, anyhow, Lord, we just thank you for all that you're doing. Well, was there anything in particular that you're wanting prayer about, Latrice?
Our nursing class, our instructors, and I'd like to ask that you agree with me as touching that I might be found by my godly mate.
Okay. That's a good one. Okay. Well, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just working in Latrice's life. Lord, we just come together in agreement, Father, that person that you have chosen for her, Lord, that blessing, that soulmate, Lord, that one that would take her by the hand, Lord, and would be a blessing to her life, and would, Lord, just that joining of hearts for Latrice and him, Lord, that joining of hearts where that they complement one another, Lord, where that it's like the two halves that become a whole, Lord, that they would walk together in you, Lord, that they would be a team for God, Lord, for kingdom purposes, and Lord, just be one of those that would bring smiles to her face and joy to her heart, Lord, and vice versa, that she be a blessing to him and him be a blessing to her. But Lord, I just thank you, Father, for making those connections, Lord, for bringing things into alignment, Lord, that she and this gentleman, Lord, can meet one another, Lord, that a relationship can be established. But Lord, we ask for the one that you have for her. Lord, you know where he is, Lord, and Lord, you know how to bring them together. So, Lord, I just speak love over them. Lord, I speak the love of God. Lord, you said that it is a good thing. It is a good thing when a man finds a wife. Lord, that you didn't call us to be alone. So, Lord, I just thank you for bringing that together. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for helping her in this nursing situation. Lord, you know what she needs. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for just bringing everything into alignment there. Lord, for Lord, you just know. Lord, you know what's needed there. You know the people that's needed, the things for the class that's needed, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you for getting involved in that and causing things to move easily, to move in order, and things to come together for all of that. Lord, I just thank you and I bless you, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you in advance. We thank you in advance for all you're doing. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen, amen. I do thank you, Jeannie.
You're more than welcome,
huh? Ma'am?
You're more than welcome, and God bless you, and you have a good week. And I look forward to hearing when God brings your special man into your life.
Amen. And I will let you know.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Have a good one.
Good night. Okay, 831. Let's see, I lost my thing here. 831596.
Hi there, it's Noelle in California.
Hi, Noelle. My computer's just being goofy tonight. I kept trying to get it to focus your number, and it was running the list up and down and up and down. I was like, wait a minute, come back here.
How are you
computer,
tonight?
I'm not that computer literate, so if they mess up much, I'm bumfuzzled by it.
And they will.
They will. They absolutely do. Luckily, this one hadn't in a while. It's not that old of a computer, but anyhow. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Noelle. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the light that she is. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you use her for a bright light. And, Lord, she draws. She shines for you. Lord, she shines for you. Lord, I thank you, Father, for, I'm hearing the word business. I have no idea what, I know nothing about you, Noelle, as you well know, but I just heard the word business. Father, I thank you for enlightening that. Lord, I thank you, Father, for, Lord, I thank you, Father, for, wisdom and like it seems like I sense something an intelligence and a gifting and an anointing. I have no idea what you do, but like an anointing and a gifting where business is concerned, and I don't know what kind of business. I'm not getting anything about that, but something that would have to do where business is concerned, like an anointing and a gifting for bringing order. I hear the word order, that you're able to bring things into order. You're able to just line everything up, like that saying, get all the ducks in a row, that you're able to bring order and make things flow smooth, able to make things work, able to make things profitable. Just an anointing there, and I don't know if I don't know if you're aware of that. I have no idea what you do. So Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the many gifts and talents that you have put in Noelle. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the intelligence you have given her. Lord, that you've given her ability to see into things. Lord, you've given her ability to figure things out. Lord, you've given her an ability for what seems hard to others, Lord, that many times is like simple to her or will be simple to her. Things that seem like problems, Lord, that she's able just to put it all together. And Lord, I thank you mostly, Lord, for the light of God that shines in her life, Lord, and Lord, for her testimony, for her counsel, Lord, for that ability to communicate with people in a very tender way, to communicate with people in a way that touches their heart, in a way that makes them feel comforted. Sometimes people can, when they're trying to talk to others and counsel with others, they can almost make them, this might sound a little rough, but make them feel stupid, make them feel like, don't you understand that, or don't you see that, but that you have an ability about you that's actually comforting to people, that you have an ability to relate with them and relate to them. that actually causes people to open up to you or to feel like they can. Some of them may be reluctant at first, but that people feel like they can talk to you and not be condemned and not be talked down to, so to speak. And Lord, I just thank you for Lord, that is a gifting that you have put in Noelle's life, Lord, because you're going to use it and probably has already used it. But Lord, that's something that you have put in her life, Lord, that's very much like the personality of Christ. That's very much like the way Christ is with us, that he doesn't condemn us and he doesn't talk down to us, but that heartfelt concern and love and understanding. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for using that very gifting in Noelle's life. And Lord, what a valuable, valuable thing that is, Lord, that you have used it and that you will continue to use that in even a greater way, Lord. And Father, that your love, that the love of Christ, that the understanding of Christ will be used in that. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. That just feels so tender, Noelle.
Amen. Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for that prayer. And it was a confirmation. I mean, it was. I was just lost in the prayer listening to you pray. But when you talked about the business and lining it all up, you know, sort of lining it all up, getting the ducks in the row, that kind of thing. Not long ago, Randy had a word for me that God was certifying me as a project manager.
Wow. Okay. Boy, that's an exact word. Wow.
Isn't it? I mean, wow. There was, you know, a project manager and anything is somebody that sort of oversees the subs, you know, or, you know, oversees. And so, you know, and that's like one word from him. And when you were describing it, you were pretty much breaking down sort of what that was. And it was such a confirmation. I mean, I'm not, I kind of know, you know, but boy, that's amazing. It was a beautiful prayer.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Well, that's interesting. I wouldn't have ever even thought of the word project manager. I may or may, yeah, I guess I've heard that before, but it's certainly not something that would have ever come across my mind, I don't think. But anyhow, that's just very beautiful. I mean, beautiful how God has that business anointing, but it was such a tender feeling on your way that God has put in your life to communicate with people too. And just so sense God using that to touch people's lives through you. So amen. Amen. And thank you for telling me that.
Thank you. Thank you for praying. That was beautiful. God bless you. And thank you so much. That meant so much to me. I'm still very full.
Oh, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know, I don't know a thing about you, hon, so it's all just God. So thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for telling me about what Randy told you. That's interesting. That's exciting.
It is exciting. Thank you so much.
Oh, God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay. 903-720. I think this is Miss Sylvia.
Yes, it is. This is Sylvia in Texas.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice tonight. I hope you're doing good tonight.
I am just blessed. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. So let's pray for you. This computer. Oh, this thing's acting silly. Father, I just thank you for Miss Sylvia, Father, and I thank you, God, for the comforter that's in her. And, Lord, I thank you for the comforter that God has made you. The comforter, Holy Spirit, uses you to comfort others. And I just sense the Lord saying that he's even though the comforter is working in you, that he's using you as a comforter, that you're a comforter of mankind. You're a comforter of people that are around you, people that are going through trauma, people that are going through heartbreak, people that are going through fear. I just sense you bringing comfort to their hearts, letting them know that they can trust God, letting them know that they can that they can release their fears to the Lord, that they can just lean on his breast. They can lean upon the Lord and trust him with everything that's going on in their life. Father, I just thank you, God, for using Sylvia in this way, Lord, that it's going to calm the fears of people. Lord, those things, whether it's finances, whether it's relationships, whether it's health issues, Lord, Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Sylvia to bring comfort to the sheep. And, Lord, I thank you that likewise, Lord, that you bring in, even as she pours out comfort, Lord, that you are meeting her needs in comfort, Lord, that even as she pours out, Lord, that you pour more in, Father, and that Sylvia knows it just increases that rest and peace and that knowledge in her, Lord, that you've got her by the hand, Lord, that you are covering her, that you are protecting her, Lord, that you're providing for her, that you're keeping her. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, Lord, that you're using her, Lord, that you're using her to reach out and just bring. I just keep getting the same thing, Sylvia, about God using you to comfort the people.
Yeah.
Using you. Yeah. And so many that have uncertainties and they have fears and those that wonder, you know, sometimes they think, well, you know, I know God will help me, but will he really help me? Will he really intervene on my behalf? You know, it comes down to sometimes they hope against hope, but that you've given them, even through some of your own testimonies of how God has moved in your life and he's answered prayers, but you've given them that assurance that sometimes they really need, because sometimes people, they hope, you know, that they hope that God does, but they don't really have that knowing that God does. You know, it's like, I hope he will. I hope he'll heal me. I hope he'll provide for me. But that's different than having that peace and that assurance and that comfort of, I know that he will. I know that he'll come through for me. And God using you so much in that area. It's almost like I sense God using you more in that area, really, than any other area.
Yeah.
Is to comfort the people, comfort the sheep. You know, just as he told Peter, he said, feed my sheep. And I just see you feeding the sheep with comfort and with assurance that God is with them.
Yeah.
God is with them. And it just bringing such a peace and a rest and allowing people's hearts to be calm, allowing their hearts to be at peace. And God also just pouring it into your life. The more you pour out, the more he pours in. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Sylvia. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for just filling her home with your glory. Filling her home with your glory, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for the favor of God, Lord, that you bring her way, Lord, that you send blessings to her, Lord, that you would even cause the hands of others to bless her, Lord, that people would just show up, Lord, would just show up with blessings for her, Lord, because they love her and because they appreciate what she does and how she pours out, Lord. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for handfuls on purpose. Handfuls on purpose. Just like the king, you know, when Naomi and Ruth, when they would glean the fields and he told the workers, he said when you harvest the fields, leave handfuls on purpose for them. Yeah. Lord, I thank you, Father, for leaving handfuls on purpose for Sylvia. God, the blessings of God.
Amen.
Bless her in Jesus' name, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for using her and working through her and blessing her life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You can't say no more. That's all confirmation, like the other was saying earlier, those were all from heaven.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Spoke, everything you spoke to me tonight, I can say, this just happened. A man just came and mowed my yard and said, no charge. And,
for
people, putting people in my life that blessed me and things that I've done with, oh, God, thank you, Father, for all those confirmations that this woman of God just spoke over me. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. That's so precious. I just love hearing the testimonies that you tell of what God has done in your life. That is always just so beautiful.
And I made him a cake, and it was 10 minutes. It had been 20 minutes, and he just left and said, that's my favorite. My grandmother used to make me that, and you just blessed me. So you just blessed me.
And God knew that. God knew what was his favorite. That is so precious. That is so precious.
Oh, my God. That's confirmation. That is a confirmation from heaven, from all the sweet words and everything that you just poured into me. It was just amazing.
Oh,
all
thank
that
you,
said
Lord.
Was amazing. Thank you, thank you,
Jesus. God is so good.
And by helping someone that I need, I wanted to get on, and all those with confirmation or doubt and things that were going on in their lives, and I'm just steady trying to pour in and tell them he loves you. You got to listen and just give him a chance. Just give him a chance. We all are going through, but we got to put him ahead of our lives. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So many people need comfort out there. You know, particularly the world we live in now is such a unsure. You know, things are upset. Things are not like they used to be. You know, there's not much assurance. There's not much confidence in what tomorrow will be like anymore. Not much, you know, the government is so at odds with one another. Things are just different. And so people need comfort. You know, they really need that assurance that God is with them and for them and that he's never going to turn them loose and he's never going to let them go. So that's an awesome thing. And I just see God, you know, I see God just really using you mightily in those areas and consistently in that area. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Well, did you have anything in particular you wanted prayer about, Miss Sylvia?
Oh, no. Everything that you said was a confirmation. But in spite of all the things that the enemy will try to come against you on, things that everyday life that happens in your home as far as this or that or this stops and that stops, but he's still making a way, and I'm just grateful and thankful for that. And you just keep me in your prayers, like you told me before. When I've just been thinking about you, and I've been praying for me. Just keep me lifted up on the other days. Yes, thank you so much.
Many times the Lord brings different ones of y'all to my mind, you know, and will have me pray for y'all during the week. So. I know if he brings y'all to mind that there's something going on and he wants me to intercede for you. So, and I do.
Yes.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Right.
You have a good night.
You too. And thank you for calling and thank you for waiting, sweetie.
Yes, thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Well, our time is about over tonight. I don't see any more hands up tonight. So I just want to bless each and every one, and thank you so much, all of you, for taking your time to be with me tonight. And I just pray God bless you tonight, bless you for the week, that he'll show him strong on your behalf, and that you'll come to new levels in him. Blessings and love. Randy will be on here at 9 o'clock, so anyone that would like prayer that didn't get prayer in this show, be sure to call back and put your hand up in Randy's program, and I'm sure he'll get to you. So God bless you. I love you, and good night.